And we have been following breaking news throughout the afternoon here. It's a Dory Monson Show exclusive. Let's get right to the big lead.
The big lead. Top story.
Okay, let's take, let's go through what we know. So right before I went on the air today, I got a call from a Seattle Times reporter who said, do you know if somebody towed an RV to Lisa, Seattle City Council member Lisa Herbold's home this morning? I said, I do not. It was something that a community activist named Ari Hoffman talked about on my show a couple of days ago. The reporter asked me, do you think Ari Hoffman's involved? And I said, I seriously doubt it because today is Yom Kippur. And Ari is a very faithful Jew, and this is their most holiest of days. And I doubt if he's pulling any stunts on Yom Kippur. He asked me, was it one of your listeners? And I said, not that I know of. I have no idea. And then we dispatched our reporter, Carolyn Osorio, who has been doing just a fantastic job out there live for us all afternoon. And she rejoins us live from the trash-filled RV outside the Seattle City Council member's home. And Carolyn, you're starting to tell me right before the top of the hour that a lot of stuff's happening there.
Yeah, so we have the Dory for Governor spray painted on. People are coming and taking pictures in front of the Dory for Governor. And in fact, one of the listeners who heard you and came out, he grabbed the Lisa Herbold City Council sign that says she gets it done and included that in his selfie. So he's Matt is right here. He's a business owner in Seattle. And what prompted him to come down is that, you know, he's tired of the RVs. He's tired of the homeless. And so he really wants to kind of share his perspective on what brought him here today.
Fantastic. Okay.
Hey, Dory, Matt here.
Yes, Matt. Okay, so why were you so inspired to go out there today?
Well, to be honest with you, I wanted to come out and spray the Dory for Governor on there, and somebody beat me to it, unfortunately. I didn't just bring regular paint. I brought the Flexseal rubberized paint so I could make a really lasting impression, but somebody beat me to it, man.
But this is no, I was joking about that, Matt. This is defacing somebody else's property.
Well,
we
you know, you just
that.
Had a... You just had a prospective tenant come by and take a run through the house, but I don't think it met a man of his caliber's needs.
So
he wandered off with his Bud Light. So one down, more to come, I'm sure.
So Carolyn described the RV, but give me your description of this thing.
Well, it's actually not an RV. It's a trailer, yeah, a towable trailer.
It's a fifth wheel that was towed there. Yes, correct.
Correct. Yeah, it doesn't have the fifth wheel hookup. It's got the trailer ball hookup. But yeah, it has the dual axles and stuff. And it's packed to the brim with garbage, Dory.
And so you enjoy this so much. Why?
I enjoy this because I think this is a long time coming, buddy. And I think not only that, we should make this a permanent thing. We should just go on a loop and do one city council member a week until they finally pull their head out and get these things off the street.
And so that's why you believe that whoever did this, why they were so motivated to do so, because everyone's just had it. We finally have reached a boiling point here.
Finally, and I'm glad. I just had two towed out of my neighborhood in Rainier Beach, which took forever, but they finally got them out of there. But, you know, chances are they'll be back next week. So something's got to happen here somewhere, and I think the pendulum is definitely swung.
If it took forever for them to get towed out of your neighborhood, how long do you expect it'll take to get towed out of Lisa Herbold's neighborhood?
Oh, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it, buddy?
I will be fascinated to find out how soon that thing gets towed out of there.
Yeah, I both, and I'll definitely be keeping an eye on it.
I want to know if we truly have two. I mean, I know we have two sets of justice where we've got a lot of people who are in sad situations on the street who do not get prosecuted for any crimes. And then there's the people who pay taxes and try to abide by the law, and laws are enforced against them because they know that there's money to be had.
Oh, absolutely. I was actually a business owner here. I was parked in front of my business last week. It wasn't a no parking spot, but I had my hatch open and my four-way flashers on, unloading stuff. And there was an RV parked right around the corner that's been there for two months. I came back out from unloading my stuff, which took me about a minute, and I had a parking ticket. No problem with the RV, though.
Wow. I understand your frustration, Matt. I appreciate you going out and talking.
It's been a pleasure talking with you, Dory.
You
thank
too,
you
Matt.
So much.
All right, thank you.
All right, buddy.
Hey, Dory.
Hey, Carolyn. Carolyn, you are doing just fantastic work today.
Well, thank you. You know what? The reality is that just the level of support that your broadcast and you are bringing to this topic is incredible. We have another news media out here taking, you know, photographs and video and interviewing. And, you know, I mean, it just is almost overwhelming how much people are like coming. And you told me to ask me to go door to door before. I haven't had to leave Herbold's house because people have been coming in droves here and they want to share their story, some on camera, some off.
Yeah.
Which I totally respect. And so but it was really sad, like somebody just came up and Matt was talking about it earlier, to actually inspect it, to live in. I mean, he actually was coming in, opened the door, and you know, we got that on camera. And it was just you know, it's a sad state that, you know, that's also making the airwaves too. Like, people are like, oh hey, there's an RV that maybe I could move my family into.
Jeez.
So yeah. I'm not kidding you.
Well, I do find this a little sad that it is this today that finally represents where Seattle's reached the boiling point, where we are fed up, because I think for a lot of business owners and a lot of people who live around the city and around the whole Puget Sound region, I think they were at that point a long time ago. But the fact that somebody, who we still don't know who it is, decided to take the battle to Lisa Herbold's house. Yeah, I think that this is the day where people around the country are going to see that Seattle has finally reached a boiling point with the madness around here.
Well, and to add insult to injury, and this, as I mentioned before, hasn't been confirmed, but multiple neighbors, residents who live close by, have said they don't ever see Herbold in the neighborhood. In fact, one of them said that she rents out her home to her daughter and lives in North Bend. Now, I don't know if that's true, but that's what the consensus is from many people that came to talk to me today. So, you know, and the people who were standing by as they heard that were really like surprised to hear that the councilwoman may or may not even, you know, live in the home on a permanent basis. Now, she's a homeowner, and I've heard that she owns the home, but whether or not she's here, you know, full time, you know, has yet to be seen.
Well, that would also be a very interesting twist if you know, we have more than anecdotal evidence of that, because you would think that somebody would want to live full time in the district they represent on the city council.
Yeah, and that's something we'll have to look into. Like I said, multiple people had that opinion and anecdotally said that, and that's something that, you know, that would be a big red flag to a lot of people. Like, hey, you know, this is going on in our neighborhood. You know, the neighbor right next to her was like, I'm sick of this happening in my neighborhood. I'm sick of these RVs. I'm sick of the garbage. You know, I just want it to stop. And so, you know, I think that this, you know, political move, stunt, whatever you want to call it, is definitely, you know, raising the awareness of this issue, and, you know, we'll see what happens.
Is there anybody who's come by and said, you know what, I don't want this thing in my neighborhood, who's ticked off that somebody did this?
No.
Not one person?
Not one person. In fact, I've had people say, we're glad it's in our neighborhood. We want this in our neighborhood right now because we want the spotlight to be shown on this issue. You know, this has been, you know, the neighbor, like I said, next door is like, you know, this is happening and nobody's listening to us. You know, it's just a common, you know, people are actually excited to be here. It's like it's a tourist attraction. I'm not even kidding you. They're taking selfies. They're like, and I've got the neighbors, they're talking to each other and they're all saying the same thing. We're sick of this. And we're so happy that Dory is, you know, shining the light on this. And, you know, like you said, Matt was wishing that he could have taken out the spray paint and done the job himself.
Well, the guy who did the spray paint is on the other line with us. So I guess I'll talk to him now. But Carolyn, again, what a great job all afternoon. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Dory.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Carolyn Osorio, live on the scene of the Trashfield RV outside of Councilmember Lisa Herbold's home. And I will tell you, we did a Google Maps look at the home before we dispatched Carolyn out there. It's a very modest home. I think all of us said, wow, that's a very modest home for a city council member. And if that information's correct, that she's a bit of a carpetbagger too, we might have some other breaking news here. Again, I don't know anything about that. Okay, I was joking about spray. I had nothing to do with this. I am merely the chronicler of our times. I am the conduit. I am the medium, not the message. But the person who spray painted the side of this RV is Matt, who joins us here by phone now. Hello, Matt.
Good afternoon, Dory. How are you doing?
Matt, what is wrong with you? I've asked you this before. What is wrong with you? You went out there with a can of spray paint?
Well, I had a can of spray paint lying around, and I was working from home, so I was inspired by... It just came to me. It just came to me. I don't know where it came from.
I had a can of spray paint lying around. You know that you...
The worst part is I don't even...
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't even want you to run for governor. I need you to be, like, my afternoon radio show. What will I do with you in the governor?
I don't know. So you know you defaced somebody else's property, though, right?
Well, that's only for a court to decide. That hasn't been proven anything.
It's abandoned property.
Yeah, allegedly. Allegedly
an abandoned property.
Defaced someone's property. I got to ask, Matt. You're not the one who towed it there, are you?
Oh, no. I'm not that crazy, Dory.
Okay. Okay.
It was genius, but I mean, it was a little too on the nose.
So what exactly, I've seen just the beginning of the video, and we're posting all this stuff on Facebook and Twitter. What exactly did you spray paint on the side, Matt? I haven't seen the whole finished product.
Well, I mean, unfortunately, I haven't... My teenage years were never one for spray paint, so my skills aren't up to what they should be.
Yeah.
But, I put Dory for Gov, and then I was like, oh, there's some other blank spaces over here. So I put Vote and then Dory, and then a little shout-out on the back of Listen to Dory, noon 97.3.
No, you didn't. No, really?
Yeah, that one's facing the road, so everyone who's going by heading south will see that sign.
But, Matt, people are going to think I was behind this, and I had nothing to do with it.
Well, people are going to think I was behind it, and I had, quote-unquote, nothing to do with it, allegedly.
No. Allegedly. Jeez. Okay. Well, Matt, your fandom, as always, is sincerely appreciated. Even though I'm a bit horrified this afternoon as well.
No problem, Dory. I'm glad I could always get a rise out of you.
All right. See you, Matt.
Okay, take care.
Okay, bye.
And we know, just to let everybody know, he's the one that showed up to your live show with a shirt of you pouring Diet Coke all over your naked body.
Over my naked bod. Yeah, that was disturbing, too. So, okay. Look, this is like the last shot here because our text messages, I cannot keep up with the text messages, but we want to know who did this because it truly, I had nothing to do with it. And I am not lying to you there. So if you did it, or if you know who did it, I will guarantee your anonymity. You text us at 98973. That's 98973. Has Lisa Herbold gotten back to our news desk yet?
I haven't heard from her.
I know that you will dismiss this as a complete exercise in futility, Nicole. But would you call? I mean, our news desk called her. Would you give it just one try?
Personally, I'll reach out.
Okay. Yeah, let's see if Lisa will come on. And because I want to give her my personal assurance that I had nothing to do with this. I'm glad that everybody's enjoying this so much. We're getting tons of text messages. I told you about my favorite one that we got a while ago from the 253. I haven't been this captivated since the OJ car chase from the 360. Dory, please stay on top of this RV being dumped in front of Lisa Herbold's house and keep everybody up to date. This is the best thing that I've heard. Dory from the 253, if you've ever run out of news, replay this show. 206. Dory, a garbage-filled SUV was recently abandoned in front of my dad's house in North Seattle. After a week, our unappreciated police force issued a 72-hour notice for towing. The time frame expired and the vehicle was towed. I would hope our honorable city councilperson would be afforded the same level of grace. God help our beautiful city. 253, this is truly one of the best Dory Monson shows. In the 17 years I've been listening, my husband and I have been absolutely cracking up. And, oh, man, Just on and on and on. Arlene emailed us. I've never replied to anything before, but I just couldn't help myself for this one about the RV. I'm so happy that someone is actually taking a stand without riots, invoking kids, stopping traffic, etc. Way to take a stand, masked RV person. I'm just as giddy as you are, Dory. Finally. You know what? Can I just echo what Arlene said? Because if it's one of my listeners, and I don't know that it is, I really don't know that. If it is, what a great example of how you do things versus how the left does things. What does the left do? They lie in the streets with their arms connected by PVC pipe, and they block traffic for 8 hours, and they gridlock the region. You know, what else do they do? They get children to spray paint City Hall. Although the spray paint thing, I don't know. But yeah, they get children to spray paint City Hall. And they do. They use children to make their case, to be their human shields. They riot. They throw their bricks through downtown business windows as they march in the streets. Versus if this is one of my listeners, and I don't know that it is. How do they do it? They park the RV in front of somebody's house, and then they're done. And if you want to go see it, you can go see it. If you don't want to be bothered by this form of protest, it doesn't bother you at all. It doesn't invoke or involve your children. It doesn't stop downtown traffic. It's not violent. As I said, and I know a lot of people are just tuning in, and I know if you've been listening all afternoon, thank you, bless you, I love you. But we talked with Ari Hoffman, and you know what, I got to get to a break. I'll take you more through this. We'll do awesome audio. We're going to keep our live coverage going right till 3 o'clock here this afternoon. But this could be the day where finally, people are going to see we've hit the boiling point. We're fed up. We've seen the RVs. We've seen the drug addicts. We've seen the crime. Nobody wants to do anything about it. And maybe this day will mark a bit of the pendulum starting to come back a little bit away from crazy. Okay, keep texting me, 98973. That's 98973. I'm going to check the news for you, and then our live coverage will continue here on the Dory Monson Show. What a day. What a show. We have some more information on our breaking news coverage, our exclusive breaking news coverage of the... And I've been calling it a trash-filled RV. It is a trailer, literally.
Yes.
It is not an RV. You have.
And it doesn't look bad from the outside. Yeah, I mean...
Well,
now it's got some graffiti on it.
Yeah. Oh, what was Matt thinking? Putting my name all over it.
Yeah. You did, yeah.
I was joking.
Yeah.
Matt, I was kidding. Your old pal Dor jokes once in a while. I just goof. So we have a name and address for the owner of the trailer.
But you're not going to say it on the
air. Of course I'm not.
Yeah.
But there was a lot of speculation. Has this trailer been stolen? It has not been reported as stolen.
Okay.
So... have you already asked Carolyn, Nicole, if she wants to run over to the registered owner of the trailer?
Yes, we've asked her.
Okay. And are we going to talk to her again before the end of the hour?
Yes.
I would love that. I would love that. Carolyn's the best.
She's been a trooper today, for sure.
She's been working her tail off all afternoon. So let me take you through this. If you are just joining us, and I understand that a lot of people have been tuning in today, and I appreciate it. So... And I'm just going to take you through this whole thing chronologically again. 2 days ago, today's Wednesday. Wow, only 2 days ago. I had Ari Hoffman, who's a community activist. Mm-hmm. He was on the show, and he had it with these RVs outside the Jewish cemetery, where there are heroin needles, there are condoms, there was a cup filled with human waste, and he couldn't get them cleared from the Jewish cemetery. And he said, and as an extension of that, this holy, sacred ground is being desecrated by the heroin addicts. And he had sent over the weekend, I didn't have anything to do with this, he had sent an email to every member of the city council and the mayor and said he is going to start buying RVs at auction and then having them towed. He said he has a buddy with a tow truck, and he was going to tow them to city council member houses. I told him that, and if you're a longtime listener, I was thinking about doing that 2 years ago. I decided not to, because I was afraid that somebody, some heroin junkie, meth head, would be attracted to the trailer and would hurt somebody in the neighborhood. And I didn't want the legal liability of that, and I even more so didn't want the moral problems, the guilt that I would feel if I played a part in that. So then Ari floated an idea on my show on Monday, and he said, well, Dory, what if you and I team up? And we buy these RVs, and we make them big rolling billboards.
He also tweeted it, because I'm looking at his tweet right now.
Yes. And he said, we'll lock them up so they won't attract the drug vagrants. And by the way, Nicole, let me interrupt. The second guess on the street for the owner,
mm-hmm.
my second guess, that's the correct street.
Okay.
Starts with a K.
Yeah, I figured.
Yeah, so if Carolyn wants to go.
It had
so,
to be.
Yeah. Okay, anyway, getting back to my narrative. I'm getting texts from law enforcement
that's
helping me out with this. So he said,
which illustrates their frustration as well.
Exactly. And so he said, what if we make them rolling billboards? We put them in front of the council members' houses. I was intrigued with that idea. And I said, well, I got to run it by our management here, because I'm not some cowboy who just goes off and does things recklessly.
Yeah.
You can't stay on the air for 24 years if you're some yahoo. So we had a meeting this morning, Nicole and I.
Yeah, I wasn't part of it, so I really had no idea.
No, but Nicole can back up everything I'm saying. And we unanimously agreed that we don't want to take this into people's homes, to their neighborhood. And so we started thinking, well, what if we park one in front of City Hall, and I'll go do my show there, and we'll see how soon they tow that, which I still might do, or their campaign offices. But we unanimously agreed we don't want to put it in front of their homes, because I think there is a line between an individual's home and what they do professionally. Even for politicians, I feel that way. I really do. And so... having just come out of that meeting, I get a call from a reporter who says, did you know somebody towed a trailer in front of Lisa Herbold's house? That's when we sent Carolyn. So, again, I had nothing to do with this. Even though I would not be a part of this in somebody's home, am I enjoying it immensely? Yeah, I am. I can't hide that, because this is what has been happening around the city. This is the nightmare. And the couple of stories that I've told you just in the last few weeks, I talked to a realtor who worked with a contractor who built a $3 million, is like a four-unit condo building, apartment condo, on spec. And when he started when he acquired the property and started building it, it was an okay block. During the course of the construction, it got filled with drug RVs, and now they cannot sell it. And this contractor, and contractors are salt of the earth people, and they take risks, and sometimes they have to eat those risks. And this guy's getting destroyed because our politicians are allowing this. And that's why I'm enjoying this, even though I'm not a part of it. I'm enjoying it because these business people, I talked to an apartment building owner who can't rent their ground floor unit in Ballard because there's a drug RV right outside the ground floor and nobody will rent it from them. and they're getting financially destroyed. And I've talked to business owners who have to clean up and their customers have to step over human defecation in their doorways. And you got Jewish cemeteries being desecrated. So am I enjoying that somebody's taken the fight to Lisa Herbold's house? Yes, I am. But I am not a part of it. I am just the chronicler of this. But I do hope that today becomes a symbol that we've had enough. And, you know, will more people do this to more council members' homes? I have no idea. And, again, I'm pretty sure Ari Hoffman's not involved today because today is Yom Kippur, and he's a very observant Jew. And I doubt seriously that he would engage in this kind of stunt on Yom Kippur. So that's what I know. That's the catch up on this. I'm getting tons and tons of messages from people. So we are going to keep looking at your text messages. We're going to keep going with our live coverage. We might even sneak in some awesome audio. Are we going to talk to Carolyn one more time from the scene?
Yes.
Love it. Love it. Okay. Special coverage continues on the Dory Monson Show. Hey, down the stretch we come. What a day, what a show, what a show, what a day. If you want to see all the media that we've been compiling on this very important breaking news exclusive, I'm going to pump this up as much as I can. I got a bunch of listeners who are messaging me, and they said, yeah, we're sending this to Tucker Carlson. We're sending this to all the national NBC, ABC. Do it. Do it. I need you. Push this thing out. They've had this narrative, and rightly earned by our region, Seattle is dying, you know, is originated by the folks at Channel 4 with the great special they did on it. But that's been the narrative all across the country, and I do want today to be symbolic of Seattle's had it. Seattle's reached a boiling point. And as I said, we have a name for an address for who's the registered owner of the RV is, but we have not been able to track that person down. So that might not happen until tomorrow's big show. But we're going to keep trying to get hold of that person. But if you want to see all of the media, the pictures, the guy, Matt, who spray-painted Dory for governor, and that's the one thing, is people are going to, I am not going to wrongly take credit for this, and for the people who are ticked off about this stunt, and there are a few, I'm hearing from a few people who are ticked off, I don't want to be wrongly connected to this. It was just a fan who decided to put that on the side. But we're still waiting to hear from Lisa Herbold. And while I know she won't talk to me, our news desk, which, you know, they're the journalists in the building, they reached out to her before we went on the air today. And she hasn't responded. But here, the questions that we've asked her, I mean, she confirmed. The one thing I know is that we were able to confirm that was outside of her house. Now, some of the other interesting information, I don't know why my voice got so high and squeaky, was that a lot of the neighbors say that Herbold is rarely at that house. And I would love to know if that's true. I would really love to know if we got some carpet bagging going on there. That's something we need to find out as well. I hear the question, just so you know, as a citizen, as a constituent, just so you know what we, our news people, have tried to find out from Lisa Herbold. The first, and this was all before we went on the air today, still no response. We just saw a photo of an RV being towed in front of your house. We're trying to confirm it and wondering, all okay? Is anyone living inside? Well, obviously you have heard from our Carolyn Osorio live coverage. There's nobody inside. It is filled with trash, with garbage. We asked Herbold, any contact with them or with the SPD about the RV? And then we said, we have a few more questions. Now, there's some other things, because we first saw the photo of a truck towing this, again, not RV, but trailer, large trailer. I'm not going to say what the truck is, but somebody took a picture, and it appeared that the guy that towed it there was unhooking the trailer at the time. And I want to know who took that picture and posted that on social media so that we first became aware of the situation. But who put it out there? That's another question that I'm wondering. So we have lots and lots of questions. And hey, Sean, any luck with Carolyn? Are we getting her back on here?
We don't have Carolyn, but Nicole might be discovering a lead here with who may have left the RV.
Ooh. What we got?
I think we're going to have to tease this update for tomorrow.
What are we teasing?
Well, we did get in touch with the owner of the RV, and we'll have an update tomorrow.
What does that mean?
It means we'll have an update tomorrow.
But why can't you tell me more?
Because I'm going to verify some things that the owner just told me. So
how?
it's wild. This update is wild. I mean, it's the craziest thing that I have heard in a long time.
You can't do this.
This is called the ultimate tease.
The ultimate.
I have no idea.
I just came running in from outside. Yes. Whoa.
It's insane.
So you can only tell me off the air?
Yep.
But we can tell our listeners on the air tomorrow?
Yeah. I'm hoping.
After confirmation.
Yeah.
Is the person going to talk to us tomorrow?
I think so. I could probably talk this person into it.
I've never seen a look on your face like you have right now.
It's the most bizarre situation I have been in here. I just can't even describe how bizarre this is.
You can't do this. We have a hard out in 53 seconds.
I'm not going to say
it. Don't let him badger you into it, because she's doing the responsible thing and confirming.
And it's going to be quite the update.
You're making Dory crazy.
This is. But I also feel bad for our listeners, because they're going to have to wait 21 hours to get whatever you're smirking about. Okay.
I wish that I could give more, but so unbelievable. Nobody would believe me, because I still don't know if I believe it. So nobody would even believe me if I said it.
Will it be our exclusive at noon tomorrow?
I hope so.
I'm really sorry.
I'm sorry, too.
To those of you who have been listening, because we do not mean, this is like a Batman cliffhanger. Tune in tomorrow, same bat time, same bat channel.